Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. So to begin today, we're talking and praying this week about the songs of our life and the good news of Christmas and how that good news brought people to burst out in song. And so we find various, you've got Mary, you've got Zechariah, you've got Simeon, you've got the angels. There's a lot of people that, and groups even, that found song as the one of the methods of expressing their praise to God. So as we dive into today's topic, or before we dive into today's topic, I want to take this opportunity, if you're in the South Bend, Mishawaka, Greater Michiana area, and over Christmas, to stop by and join us here at Deer Run. We're at 2730 South Ironwood Drive, and we'll have our morning worship gathering Sunday at 10:30 a.m., and we'll be celebrating the birth of Christ. Continuing a Good News of Christmas series with Good News is Born. And that'll be Sunday morning. And then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we'll have a Christmas Eve service, time of song, time of reflection, a candlelight service to worship and celebrate the birth of Jesus and what that means to us today. So come join us here at the Deer Run Church of Christ. We continue to say to all who come seeking God, welcome home, and we'd love to see you. Today's topic is songs of obedience. And again, we're thinking throughout the week about the way music and the songs of our life impact us, the way they impact others. Psalm 119, verses 54 and 55 says, "Your decrees are the theme of my song wherever I lodge. In the night I remember your name, O Lord, and I will keep your law." Probably fitting that the psalmist would write this, given that, well, he's known for writing songs. And that was his means and methods of remembering God's word, and part of that process of hiding it in his heart. And when we look at God's word, and we look at the things that we are able to recall, for many people, they're an association with music. And you can ask people of whatever age about their favorite childhood songs or the songs that they listened to in high school. And, you know, whether that person is 30 or 40 or 60 or 80, chances are pretty good that there are going to be songs that come to mind immediately. And some of those songs may not be a song that's a part of their life anymore. And they would have told you at the time is, and I've heard this a lot back in my youth ministry days, "Well, I don't pay attention to the lyrics. I just like the tune." And we forget how ingrained those lyrics become in our life. And so we look to this idea of filling our life with songs of obedience. And so we learn songs that honor God, that praise Him, that speak His word. We surround ourselves and listen to songs that fill our mind and heart with the law of God. And we discover that those songs that we sing become the songs that comfort us at night. They become the songs that console us, the songs that encourage us, the songs that lift us up. And we learn that not only do these songs help us to remember the laws of God, but they help us to keep it. One of the simplest tactics of Satan is to keep us so busy and distracted that we simply are not paying attention to what we're doing. And we're in the midst of something that's sinful and we have no idea how we got there. And when our mind and life is focused on songs of God's law, songs of obedience, we're less likely to be drawn away by inattention. And we automatically realize, well, no, that's not right. Because the song of my life says something different. And it's not simply a song of my life that I've created or that I enjoy. It's the song of my life that comes from God's Word. And these songs of obedience are songs that help us. And sometimes we look at the simplicity. I think of a child as learning songs like Only a Boy Named David and talking about his defeat of Goliath. Songs like the Wise Man and the Foolish Man and the story that Jesus told about hiding God's Word in our heart and putting it into practice. I think of even songs that seemed silly of Father Abraham and all the motions we would do. But the truth of God's Word that we belong or are called by God just as Abraham was called by God. The list can go on and on of those childhood songs that stayed with me and continue to fill me. The old standard favorite, Jesus loves me, this I know. Because the Bible tells me so. And those songs of my childhood grew into the songs of youth and adulthood. Songs that were sung for generations and songs that were brand new. They taught me about the amazing grace of God. They taught me about how it can be well with my soul. They taught me to celebrate Jesus. You see, the songs of my heart are what continually allows me to grow in obedience. And as we live life today, the question I think for every one of us, not only what songs am I listening to, what songs am I singing, but what song of my life are people hearing? Do they hear a song of God's law, a song of obedience? Or do they hear a song of grumbling, of complaining, of whining, the songs of the world? My desire is that God's law has been hidden in my heart. Not that it can't be seen, but that it's can't be lost. And it's there, and it's lived, and is expressed through my obedience to God's law. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love gives us what we need in order to know who you are and how you would have us to live. Your word is a lamp unto my feet, not just because it says so, but because it helps me to live and walk and not stumble. And so, God, today I pray that the songs of my life are songs that are filled with your word, so that they would be songs of obedience because of my love for you, because of my desire to obey. And Father, for those times where we allow songs into our life that lead us into paths that are not straight, that whisper in our ear or even yell in our ear that self is king and do what I want. May you forgive us and lead us back to those songs of obedience that remind us of the goodness of your law, of the righteousness of your law, of the benefit of your law. Father, may today our life be filled with songs of obedience. Songs that proclaim to us how we ought to live, but songs that proclaim to those around us that we belong to you. And Father, as we pause to celebrate the birth of Jesus, may the songs of Christmas be songs that remind us not only of his obedience in coming to earth and being born and living and teaching and dying, resurrecting, ascending to heaven, but also songs of his obedience in returning when you say it's time. Father, may the songs of Christmas help us to be ready for that return of Jesus. May we lift him up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.